away we go here, WWGH Radio, where the G today stands for Big Gotcha News, and that's what we were coming off the last hour. Glenn Coble joins me for the next 2 hours, and we did an interview this morning with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Now, to be honest with you, that interview was intended to commemorate the 10-year anniversary, I guess, of him inventing the viral video in January of 2011, so it has been 10 years, and we did recount that, and I hope you enjoyed that, and Dr. Phil and Matt Lauer and how he was found and how that all came about. But what did we learn toward the end of that interview is that Ted Williams, you just heard it on this program moments ago, is running, my understanding as I listen to it again, in the Democratic primary for governor of Ohio. Glenn Coble, you listened to it as you were coming in. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was stunned.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
I never thought he'd be interested in doing that sort of thing. I know he ran. I'm not sure if it was tongue-in-cheek for president, but...
He made that announcement. I think that's why he did it with me, to be honest with you, because he made the presidential on my show back in 2015. And I was there, and it was not tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
I think what happened was he made... People got to contextualize the time of that presidential run. That's the year Donald Trump had just gotten in the Republican primary a month earlier. People thought he was a joke. Hillary was having trouble with Bernie. They were still a year and a half away from the election.
Yeah.
And that's why Ted got in, and he knew that Hillary was going to get the nomination on the Democratic side. At that time, Trump did not look like he was going to get, but he knew there were 13 other Republicans, and Ted knew he wasn't a Republican anyway, so the issues weren't going to float there, so he had to call himself an independent. Now, in any other year, that might have worked. Not that we have ever elected an independent president, but I think he would have gotten a lot further. But when the Trump show got more entertaining, and then the Bernie show got more entertaining, and you've got no party to help you fundraise, what do you do?
Yeah, and quite frankly, I'm worried for Ted. And not because I'm afraid of something he might do or anything. It's a tough road for a Democrat here in Ohio right now. As you know, I ran, and it was a very tough road, and I got my... clock handed to me.
Well, here's what I know right now, and this is what I'll say. I know Republicans, and we certainly are, I would say, tend to be a Republican state when
sure.
it comes to governors.
Right now.
Last Democratic governor we had was Ted Strickland.
Ted Strickland.
And that was in 2008. He was unseated by Kasich.
Yeah.
I think so. So it's been 12 years.
Was it 8 or 4?
Well, we had 2 years, two terms of Kasich, so that's 8 years.
Okay.
And we've had one of DeWine, which is getting close. So it's been 12 years
yeah.
since we've had a Democrat as governor. So it would have been 2008.
Right.
Okay. That being said, DeWine probably will run for re-election, although he hasn't said that.
I would assume.
Now, DeWine is unpopular in his own party because of the pandemic. DeWine is also, I think he would be the oldest governor ever elected if he ran again.
And the ugliest. I'm sorry.
No, no, I'm
trying.
No, wait a second. I'm trying to think of some of the governors we've had, and I don't know.
Yeah, there are a lot of ugly
Jim Rhodes? Jim Rhodes? I don't know. You'd have to take a look at that. But in any event, he's not really kosher with his own party right now.
Mm-hmm.
And also the pandemic, you either like him or hate him on this issue, and a lot yeah. of business owners who normally support Republicans hate him.
Yeah, and he was kind of a quiet Trump supporter.
But then got out of it at the
yeah,
end,
yeah.
and people got angry at him for that.
Yeah, and the problem was he was so... I was going to say wishy-washy, but that's not what he was. He was very definitely one way or the other, and he chose both ways at times.
Well, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think late in the last election against Cordray, which people thought Cordray was going to win. It was a close election.
Oh, I didn't.
That people did. The polls.
I was hoping, but I didn't.
But Trump came in and campaigned for DeWine.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen this time.
No.
Trump doesn't like DeWine right now.
Well, and I don't think he'd be a positive...
Right.
For anybody.
So we'll have a Democratic president under this gubernatorial election.
Right.
Which, okay. So all that being said, you got that. So that's what's going to work against DeWine. But if he decides to run again, highly unlikely anybody's going to seat him in a unseat him in a Republican primary.
Right.
So you got the Democratic side. Now, it seems like everybody's going for that Senate seat.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
seem like anybody with any name recognition really wants to run for governor. So
I think they think they have a better chance at winning the Senate seat than the governor's seat because, well, there is a Democratic senator right now. So
well, I think also there's no incumbent in
yeah,
that race.
Right, yeah.
So there's that. So you know what? I think with Ted declaring party affiliation, I think with him only having to win votes in Ohio instead of national like presidential would have been, mm-hmm. only having to raise money in Ohio unlike presidential, declaring that he is with a party, you know, not tongue-in-cheek, I don't think, and
no.
certainly not far-fetched.
Well, the one thing while I was listening to the two of you, and I thought he was here because it was a really good recording that you guys did, but as I came in, I was going to smile at him as an Army veteran, but he wasn't here, so I couldn't do that. But I was surprised. I must admit, I was surprised at how well he answered your questions with some intelligence and some concern. And I love the idea of small homes for the homeless. I've been dreaming about that. If I ever win the lottery, that's going to be the second thing I do is I'm going to build a bunch of small homes for the homeless. And I thought he answered all of your questions well.
He didn't do a politician answer.
No, he didn't. No.
He gave me an answer on everything.
And I think one of his problems is going to be is he kind of made light of a couple of things that I think he needs to clean that up a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what he did. He took every issue that anybody could throw out of his closet at him.
He wasn't afraid.
He's already said it.
Yeah.
That this is who I am. Yeah. Take me or leave me at this.
Yeah.
You know, I've been homeless. I've been convicted of felonies. I do have depression. I have, you know, had these issues. He laid it all out there.
And as I said to you when I came in, other than saying that what a great interview it was, he faced all of those and he wasn't afraid to answer. And there are a lot of people, and I remember thinking when I ran the second time, the first time I ran, I kind of fudged some of my answers a little to go along the right way. He didn't fudge anything. And that's, I think, important now for politicians.
Well, breaking news here. And
yeah.
For really
loved
breaking
it.
News for
loved
the first
it.
Time.
Yeah.
You know, or for, well, we've had breaking news before, but really, you have not heard this anywhere else and not even an inkling of it anywhere else.
Do we have a banner to put? Oh,
we should. We should
radio.
Run it. Break in with that
breaking
funny noise.
News.
Well, what do you think? Ted Williams is running as a Democrat for governor. What does the audience think here? Let's hear. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you don't like the idea, call in and say that too. I think it's interesting. It's a very interesting moment in Ohio politics.
He's got a lot of time, but I think one of the things he's going to have to overcome, his voice is well known. His name is not. I don't believe.
Well, I think the name Ted Williams because of baseball
yeah.
and him.
Yeah.
And
it'll be easy to do. Yeah.
Well, and he came up at the end with a great slogan. I thought the golden voice is the choice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Get the hats and the shirts ready, I guess, is the way that goes. I don't know. To me, it's certainly not a far-fetched idea.
Well, I told Richard Cordray, as we were both running at the same time, and I told him if I could ever help him run for governor, I would be glad to help. But I'll tell you what. If he doesn't run for governor, I wouldn't mind looking at helping Ted out. Yeah.
Now, to you, what was appealing about what Ted's announcement and what he said?
What was appealing was his sincere honesty of answering your questions. That was I think a lot of people now want politicians that will be honest. We've had, 35,000 lies from the former president? We don't need any more lies. We've got our fill. Let's move on to an honest person. I think that's why Biden is doing so well in public opinion polls. 67% or something like that like him? And I think Ted can do that too. And Ted's got an advantage. Biden never did really bad stuff. Ted did some bad stuff, and he's owning up to it. I love that.
Well, you know, so the question is, can somebody run for statewide office? No law prevents it, but can you run for statewide office if you have a little bit of a storied background? They used to say you couldn't run if you were divorced. Well, we've blown that all out.
Yeah, absolutely.
With presidents.
Yeah, yeah. You don't even have to be true to the wife you do have. But Ted is... I think Ted would be a very interesting candidate. He needs a good campaign manager. That's one of the things. I had a campaign manager, but he had never done it before, and we didn't do a very good job of campaign managing. He needs a really good one if he's going to make a serious run.
And also, he would, because they do this now. They didn't used to do this, but when you start to run, you announce a lieutenant governor. You run with your lieutenant governor,
Yeah. Which
that was a new affectation that happened last election.
Was it that recently?
I don't remember that happening prior to 2018, I guess it was.
Yeah. Well, our mayor was one of the candidates chosen lieutenant governors.
Yeah, who was that candidate? I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I've lost it now. It'll come back, but she didn't last very long. She was
about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was a very short time. I think Mayor Schertzer thought it was going to go a lot further, and I felt bad for Mayor Schertzer because he kind of jumped in and I got kind of waylaid quickly. But anyway, did Ted mention who he might pull in as the lieutenant governor?
You know, I don't think he's thought that far ahead. And I would guess...
I'll do it.
Well, you'll do it. Take the spot. Why not? But, you know, it's interesting to me that he even cited... Well, he cited two names there, Mary Ellen and former Governor Strickland. He wants to consult people
Yes. Because
he does want to do this right. And I think that's different from the presidential run back in 2015.
Well, Mary Ellen is a very close friend with Rich Cordray. So I don't think she's going to...
Wait, we're coming up on... Save that thought. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble back. Big news Wednesday, February the 10th, 2021. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I've been listening to your program, Scott, and now Glenn's there, Mr. Coble.
Oh, no, just call me Glenn, please.
Glenn. Okay, then. Well, whatever. I heard you say you'd run for office. I don't remember that.
Oh, I ran.
That's a bad thing, Glenn.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
I obviously didn't do a very good job, but I ran in 18, and I ran for state representative for the 4th District, which is Marion and what's the county south of here? Union. I ran for that, and I was defeated by a young lady who took who still has taken an awful lot of money from what's the guy's name that just got...
Householder.
Householder. It took $60 million out of the till. But anyway, I lost soundly.
I saw that on the news.
Yeah. I lost soundly. It's really hard in District 4 because there are so many farmlands, and you have to appeal to the farmer. And I'm not a farmer, and I really thought I was supporting farmers, but if you're not known in the ag business, you're not known. So that was an area that I did a bad job, and I would love to do it. I think I would have been by far the better candidate, but or better
state
rep.
Feel that way, or you wouldn't have been running
the position. Yeah, that's you sound like my wife. She said, "Do you really believe you're good at this?" I said, "I know I do better than what we've had." So,
oh yeah,
we had Dorothy Blanda before, Polanda before, and she was a nice lady, but I really thought I was more thoughtful than she was. But
oh yeah, yeah. Well,
anyway,
that's interesting. Anyway, you know, talking about Mr. Ted Williams, the homeless gentleman, going to be making his official announcement that he's running for, you know, the governor or whatever he's running for there in the position. I think it's good that he's running. I've always wanted to meet him.
Oh.
Just knowing his life, you know.
We'll have an event for you.
You know, I've seen him, you know, I've heard him on the radio. I've seen him on television when they first, you know, took him off of I-71 or wherever he was at down there, and he was homeless. But, you know, I think it's great that he's attempting it. I mean, maybe he won't make it, but, you know, if he doesn't run, he won't even have that possibility.
Right. One of the things that all of us who have run for office think about is maybe I won't make it, but if I don't, I won't have tried. And I really think my being able to walk around to, I don't know, 3,000 homes or whatever I shook hands with, I was able to tell people what I believed. And, you know, I think I may have done good for three people, but if I help three people see the way, then good.
Caller, let me ask you this. If it was, and, you know, who knows at this point, but let's say it was Governor DeWine and Ted Williams. If that was the choice, who would you vote for governor?
Well, I haven't made that decision yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll just have to wait and see. So it's a little early on. You know, I'm definitely leaning toward Mr. Williams.
Good. Well, now, you know, the thing I say on my Progressive Life show all the time is that we have to educate ourselves. We have to be educated. And I like your answer. You shouldn't commit.
But now, why would you be leaning toward Ted? Because I think that's interesting.
Well, I just believe with his history, with what he's been, you know, from his childhood to now, and then, you know, making fame. And then I heard all the sad stories there that he was telling. I don't know. I just think that, when people get into office and they just stay there and you can't get them voted out, I mean, it's happening really right here in Marion, Ohio. You get the same people reelected. And I don't think they, you know, should be able to run more than one term. And I think we should be given, another person should be, you know, able to run on the ticket. And, you know, and we'd have somebody else to see what they can do.
That's an interesting choice. Term limits of one term.
There you go.
I never know what's going to come out. When you ask me a question, I don't know what words are going to be coming out.
Well, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Right.
You too.
And again, the phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in, 740-383-9944. The topic this morning, what we just learned less than an hour ago, that Ted Williams has announced that he will run in the Democratic primary for governor, and that election will happen in the fall of 2022.
I think we ought to have his very first coming out party and invite that listener to come and meet him.
Well, you know, I think that these things will happen now you know, there are going to be other questions. Things are happening all the time right now. You know, Josh Mandel today has now, former treasurer of Ohio, has now thrown his hat in the Portman, the vacated Portman seat. He'll be running on the Republican side. I think he's the first Republican to do that. Jim Jordan says he's not going to do that. So now we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. By the way, I went to Jim Jordan's first meeting here in Marion when he first announced that he was going to run for office. I must say I had my arm twisted to go to it, but I did go to it.
Well, that would have been a while ago.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Jordan's
back
been
in
04
or 05, something like that, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I listened to you talking about Ted Williams running for governor and all that stuff. I think he's a pretty good guy, you know.
He is a good guy.
You mentioned that he was a convicted felon.
Yep.
Would that have some eligibility thing going on there?
No, I don't think there are any requirements except age, and I think it's just age and American citizen.
And you have to have
I'm not sure, but I don't think a convicted felon even got the right to vote.
No, I'm pretty sure. No, I know he votes.
Yeah,
I know he votes.
Can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since it's been 10 years.
Wondering about that, you know, on the eligibility of that.
So, aside from that, what's your feeling on him running?
I don't know. Political experience and going for an office that high, I think he would probably be better off to start something like, you know, a county office or something.
Well, he started as president, and he's working his way down.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, the governor's got an awful lot of responsibility and you know, things that he needs to know. So.
I don't know. It's interesting because a lot of people felt that way about the presidency until Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he got elected.
And Donald Trump done some things that I thought were all right, but he got carried away with himself.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I thank you for calling in. I think it's an interesting question.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Give us a call, and what do you think? Ted Williams run for governor on the Democratic ticket. Now, I don't think there are... I'm sure felons have run for office before.
I'm trying to look it up right now, and I haven't found anything that says they cannot. So,
yeah, I think that would be... Wouldn't that be against the Constitution?
I don't know. I know some states have had that in the past. I don't know if it's been run down or not. But
so, now, you can't run in some states if you have been convicted of a felony.
Yeah, and I think there's a time thing on it, too. I think some states have, or used to, I don't know if they still do, used to have like a 10-year thing on it.
Well, I'm confused, though. Why would that disqualify you from running for an office? If you've been convicted and you've served your time, why would that be a disqualifier?
It shouldn't be. I agree absolutely with people that say it shouldn't be. I'm not finding the answer on Google. Hey, Google, wake
up. Just, you know, if you cannot, if there's no redemption in going to prison or serving your time, then what's the point?
Yeah, that's true. And have
and we're not talking about murder here.
Yeah, have you paid your dues to the people you would serve? Now, I think, and again, I'm not fine. 18 states, felons lose their voting rights in 18 states. But I'm not seeing any anything that says you can't run for office in Ohio. But there are a lot of states that have voting right problems with it. That's one of the things I was kind of running. That was one of the side things I was running for is better, not voting rights, but better criminal rules. If you've paid your dues, then you should come out and be cleared of it. If you're serving 25 years for manslaughter and you're in your 26th year, haven't you spent enough time paying for that? I don't know.
Well, we shall see. But yeah. The question is, what do you think about Ted Williams? We're going to spend the first hour here today. Ted Williams running for governor on the Democratic side announced this morning here on this program, 740-383-9944, if you've got an opinion or a question. And it can be contradictory. You know, maybe you don't think he would be a good candidate for governor. I don't know. I think that anybody should be allowed to do whatever they would like.
Well, if we have a former president that was accused of sexual harassment and things like that, surely we can have a former felon.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I have the Ohio Revised Code in front of me.
All right,
good.
It states that anyone convicted of a felony will automatically not be allowed to sign or be involved in the gathering of signatures for petitions, applications, or declarations related to public candidacy or voting. In addition, the person loses the ability to hold public office or serve on a jury.
That's interesting.
Forever.
And this is dated November the 21st, 2016.
Okay.
They do have the right to vote in Ohio, but they cannot hold public office, and their name would be thrown out if they signed somebody else's petition.
Well, we'll have to contact Ted.
Yeah, we'll have to let him know. That's interesting. So it, if you are convicted of a felony, no matter what the felony would be, you cannot ever run for office.
In the state of Ohio.
Huh. Hmm. Interesting.
In the state of Ohio. Well, that, you know, it's it, but you could run for president.
No. You still have to get your name on a local ballot.
Yeah, right. Not for president. You could get your name on, you know, in a bunch of other states, maybe. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Maybe in Ohio.
Maybe you are correct for that. I'm not sure. However, I think Mr. Williams is very politically naive, and I think that he would be setting himself up as anybody that, you know, maybe worked with him for failure.
Well, I don't know. I think that we have had some doozies run for office, and we've seen some doozies after they're out of office go. Well, how then did Household? I guess he's not convicted.
No, he's not convicted.
He's just accused of a felony.
Right.
Is that the idea? But if if Householder were convicted, he would have to leave office.
I don't know that you'd have to leave, but you wouldn't be able to run again. Maybe if I'm understanding what our caller is saying.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a good question. Hold on. We're going to break here. We'll be
Scott,
right back.
Did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And here, I think we've lost our caller, but you know, I'm not sure, because what the question is now is if you have been, well, you know what, I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know if Ted was convicted of a felony. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't followed that closely.
Maybe just accused?
Maybe accused. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, if that were the case, that you cannot petition to run for office if you're a convicted felon, I mean, we've got a lot. Then a lot of things are going to change when we look at a lot of things here in Ohio.
Oh, there are a lot of people that are convicted of felonies dealing with marijuana, which could really shake some things up if we decide marijuana is legal.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about, is Householder still not charged with a felon?
No, he is not charged yet.
They got rid of
so not yet.
So what has been, what's going on there?
Well, I think he's what's the term for he's accused.
Accused.
Yeah.
But accused by the federal government.
Yeah, I believe so.
Right.
But I don't.
But they never charged him.
No, I don't believe so. Not yet.
So just accused.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was no indictment with Householder.
I'm not sure if there is an indictment pending or not.
So there's that. That's a question. And then we've got a question of a judge here in Marion.
Yeah.
Who I believe that would be a felony.
Yeah, I would think. Leaving the scene of an accident, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yeah. So you got that. And then you've got, I believe, the auditor trial is still pending. Now, I don't know if that's a felony. I mean, it would be a very minor felony, but is that I think that is a felony.
Well, any felony, I mean, I don't think they have rules saying, okay, if you only had a little felony, I don't think that would apply.
Well, I wonder, so if you're already in office and you commit a felony, you can stay until the end of your term.
I would assume that, yeah.
You just can't run again.
I would assume that, and I'm just assuming, and you know about assuming.
Well, I don't know. That's a very deep question. Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to know. You know, and people are looking at the revised code, and it's a question. It certainly is a question.
Absolutely. I'm trying to look up Mr. Householder and see if what his status is right now, but you go ahead and talk.
Well, I just wonder if that. What do you think would be? Okay. Well, I think this is the. Yeah. This was a Google answer. I think the lady just gave the date. Okay. She gave is a 2000. I think it was a Google answer. So, where does that come from?
Google.
Well, I'm just trying to look for where that statement came from. It comes from Daniel Margolis, and it's from November 21st, 2016. When a person is found or pleads guilty to a felony crime in the state of Ohio, they will lose certain rights under the law. The Ohio Revised Code states anyone convicted of a felony will automatically not be allowed to sign or be involved in the gathering of signatures for petitions, applications, or declarations related to public candidacy or voting. In addition, the person loses the ability to hold public office or serve on a jury. However, the right to vote and serve on a jury are restored upon completion of the sentence, which includes release from incarceration and parole or probation. I don't know. Anyone holding a state license as a solicitor of goods door-to-door from a location on the street, a vendor booth, a pawn shop, secondhand shop, or junk store will lose that license upon conviction of a felony theft offense. Okay. I don't know. You know, that's interesting, because is that state-to-state as well?
Now, I just did find, it says that Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, and four of his colleagues have in an 81-page criminal complaint filed against them in federal court. It does not say anything's been done about it. So that's where they are, apparently.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think somebody will have to look into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some people, well, there's other sites that say it's a disqualifying offense, but the word disqualifying offense is left up to interpretation.
Yeah, and we don't really know what his whether it was a felony or a misdemeanor that Ted was charged with. So we'll have to do some research.
Well, you know, I don't know. Now, see, now it's there's some question about this. Apparently, there has always been some question about this. And back in 2019, apparently there was somebody convicted of extortion of federal charges. He was found guilty of using his position as a council member to take a cut from the city's purchase of a pickup truck. He qualified. Who's a Macon jury qualified him to run for a city council seat? So the question is, can a convicted felon run for office? The answer lies in three parts. Only registered voters can run for office. And can a felon register? Yes.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Can a felon hold office? And
Your brain is starting to smoke a little bit.
Well, I wonder because not necessarily with Ted, but I think about a lot of people who are on the chopping block now who could be convicted of a felony, no matter how minor, if it doesn't even contain any prison time.
Right.
They would not be allowed to run for office.
That there are a lot of rules that we have about our. Do you know that the United States of America has more people incarcerated than any per capita than any other country?
Well, I would think if that were me, I think I would make that an issue.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, I'm just not sure. Well, first of all, I'm not exactly sure that he's a convicted felon.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. I've never looked into his record. Somebody will.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'll guarantee it. After today, they will.
Yeah, somebody will. But on that note, I don't know. Well, I guess maybe he could just run for president then.
Yeah, and I think I think our caller was wrong. I think you don't need to get Ohio petitions to run for president. I think you can have general petitions.
I would think
I have never run for president.
I would think though that if you came at somebody like that and said, well, you can't run for office for this particular reason, then I think there could be a real backlash.
Could be. Now, when I ran for office, I don't remember in any of the paperwork, and there was quite a bit of it, I don't remember anywhere asking if I had been convicted as a felon. Anywhere in it.
Well, I also, when he ran for president, I don't think that was ever brought up.
Yeah, so maybe.
And certainly people knew.
Maybe he was charged but not convicted.
Well, I don't know. I would think that...
And can we expunge it after a certain amount?
Well, now that's a question, too. If you get your felony expunged to where it doesn't show up, then... Because his felonies would have all been many, many years ago.
Yeah.
There certainly haven't been any in the last 10 or 15 years.
Right.
So, do they... If you expunge them, then is that gone?
Yeah. Interesting. I do know.
It's an interesting question because I bet there were a lot of good people who did things when they were young that would never get to run for public office, that would never get to do things
if that
is the rule. Now, is that... That's an interesting topic in and of itself. Is that just?
Yeah, no, and I don't think it is just. If you've served your time, aren't you then a... You have been corrected in your ways, and you are now supposed to be free of all that crap. But,
well, I because wouldn't the marijuana thing be a low grade felony?
Yeah,
that you would not go to prison for in a lot of cases that maybe you did when you were 17 or 18 years old. And then you would never be able to run for public office all your life?
Right. Now, when I was in college, we smoked a lot of joints. And I think that it would have been considered a felony if we had been caught with all of those joints. But we weren't caught, so... And my mom and dad are passed away, so they don't know about it now. Oh, I guess my dad knew anyway. But... Yeah, it would be really bad then if... What happens if a law is changed that covers your felony? You know, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that somebody might want to run on that kind of reform.
Oh, there are people running on prison reform and criminal reform. Yeah.
What is that anything to do with the privatizations of prisons?
Well, in my mind, it has a lot to do with the privatization of prisons, because if you privatize a prison, much like if you privatize a school, you're in it to make a profit, not to do what you're supposed to do. And what you're supposed to do in a prison is correct those people. We don't do a very good job of that.
Now, why do you think in Ohio we did privatize the prisons?
Because we're stupid.
Or was it because we didn't want to take care of them anymore?
I think they thought that was a... well, first of all, in the back of my little pea brain, it says somebody got to somebody and there was some money transformed, changed, you know, like donations to somebody's office. But anyway, if I'm going to try to be... fair, I think the reason is people really believe that if you do it on a in a, on a public way like that, or a private way like that, the financial incentive is so high to do it the right way that it'll make it a better system. I think the financials are so high that it makes it very obvious that it'll be a corrupt system.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the prisons at this point. I never really understood private prisons.
Well, we had one down when I was in Athens. We had a youth private prison. It lasted about 2 or 3 years. They weren't making enough money, so they had to close down. Then what did we do with those kids? We moved them on to public prisons.
Well, doesn't the state still fund the prison, though?
I don't know. I would be
lying. Well, I think they'd have to pay for the prison, or how would the prison make money?
I don't think the prison does make money.
But isn't it like a charter school?
Oh, you mean a private
prison.
Yeah, I would assume it is, and there's probably rules around that the really smart, and I'm saying that with tongue in cheek, really smart financial guys know how to get around and do.
So basically the state just doesn't pay for the upkeep on the building anymore.
Well, they've already built it, yeah.
Right. So I guess they sell the building to the private company.
Probably for not very much, yes.
Who owns these prisons?
I don't know. I don't think we have private prisons here in town.
I think we do.
You think
I'm pretty
private?
Sure.
Okay.
I think they're private.
Okay.
If anybody
Maybe
knows the answer
knows
to that, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's interesting. Though that, you know, I feel bad for some kids then who have went through some, you know, tough adolescence.
Absolutely. Well, you should feel sorry for a lot of kids anyway. So,
well, yeah,
whether
but I mean, just the fact that you can't. Well, yeah, but if you're out on your own and you're doing your own thing now, that's one thing. But if a law prevents you from doing something for the rest of your life,
that's pretty rough.
That's a little different than you know, moving on with your life.
And I imagine there are a lot of our founding fathers that had lots of more than misdemeanors against them, especially by the crown in England. They were all felons, probably, according to it.
I'm trying to think of it. I'm sure there's had. Well, we'll think about this during the break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater
again. I'm sorry. It's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio, address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WH News Chopper. UC News